For the past 7 years, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, where we're broadcasting from, has hosted Uptown Summer, a youth program in Troy's North Central neighborhood. Uptown Summer empowers youth to think critically about history and the environment, and to use media to share their perspectives on the truth of what it means to grow up in Troy. This summer, as New York State celebrated the bicentennial of the Erie Canal, the Uptown Summer youth produced a documentary called Echoes from Lock One, a film about how Lock One of the Erie Canal resides in the poorest census tract in the upstate area. Our guest today is Brandon Miller, Arts and Education Director of the Sanctuary. She's here to discuss the making of Echoes from Lock One and working closely with the youth of Troy.
Hi, Branda. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
We live in Census Tract 404, and we host this summer program called Uptown Summer, and it's been going on for the past 7 years. But can you describe what is Uptown Summer, and how is 2017 a unique year in the history of Uptown Summer?
Uptown Summer is a program to carry on our dedication to work with youth in this community, especially of North Central Troy, but around the entire Rensselaer County region. We work with the Rensselaer County Summer Youth Employment Program, where the youth are paid for 20 days during 5 weeks of summer to do different projects. They work in different organizations around the region, but in our case, we mix media production, thinking critically and theoretically, and creating video pieces that give voice to their community. And then we also have them work as environmental stewards on our environmental education campus here between Glen and 101st Street on 6th Ave.
So why did you and the members of Uptown Summer choose to use the word echoes in titling not only the production that the youth were involved in making, but also as a word that reverberated throughout the whole summer, everything that the youth did?
So this summer, our focus was on echoes, the echoes of history that connect a 200-year legacy to the youth who are living along the shores today. And most people don't even see that the federal lock, which is the first lock of the Erie Canal, is right along the neighborhood because it's barbed wired and locked away. It's a federal site, actually. There's projects actually in front of it, the Phelan projects. And so, the young people are growing up along this neighborhood. They go and play at the Ingalls Avenue Boat Launch, which is right at the northern tip of the Hudson River Estuary, which is at the very beginning of the Federal Lock. And we wanted to make a connection and weave the story of the youth today into the legacy of this history, because the youth are part of the history, and they are, of course, our future. So it was an incredible opportunity to look at the canals, from not only a historical perspective, but also to look at it from a scientific perspective. What is the state of the water now? Of course, it's extremely polluted. And also to address it from a personal perspective, social and cultural perspective. And we were really honored to receive funding from the Regional Economic Development Corporation, which was offering a grant specifically to look at the legacy of the Erie Canal. And so we thought that was an extraordinary opportunity. And we thought of the word echoes as a way of reverberation of time, and also of the waves in the water, the waves in the Hudson, the kind of flow of time, and how we could weave a story through the voices of youth about the legacy of the Erie Canal.
So this project involved 11 teenagers, and then it also involved a series of artists who came, and they served as mentors to the students. Scientists came, college professors. We had environmental activists come and speak about the necessity of adaptation and preservation, like what Dr. Lebo was talking about. So could you just describe some of the experiences that the kids had? And of course, this was a very interdisciplinary project because in making the documentary, it seems like you were trying to have the youth explore history and time, but also the environment and also the essential nature of art in confronting identity. So could you describe some of the moments and experiences that the youth had as they were making this pretty incredible artifact?
Mm-hmm. Well, so it was really broken into 5 weeks, and week one was research. And so as part of research, we had Rob Brill from the Times Union come in and do a workshop on journalism. We had poets, we had painters, we had science teachers. Professor Yuri Gorby from Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. We had a science teacher from Averill Park High School come together. They all came together and showed different kinds of layers of the onion. How do you peel away to understand the legacy? We also, a very important collaboration we did was with the Rensselaer County Historical Society. And the historian Kathy Sheehan came and walked us through the neighborhood, pointing out the history of the area. We also had a wonderful English teacher working with us from New Jersey, and it's you, Megan. So I'm wondering if I could shift the question to you and ask you what were some of your most memorable moments as we activated the youth to tell this story.
Well, I feel like we're fortunate because at the sanctuary, we are able to actually keep up our relationships with the youth. And we're hoping to have a film festival in the spring in which we're able to show segments from Echoes from Lock One. And so I think that the youth, I'm very excited to invite all of the students who are involved back to actually share what they learned and to share their own skill acquisition and media development. You are an artist and educator, and you have been so involved here in Uptown Summer, so in the development of so many youth and community programs. So thank you so much for being with us. We hope to have more time for you to discuss this project in the future.
Thank you. We're really excited. And also, I just want to say that the week after next, we're going to the World Canal Conference in Syracuse, and the youth are going to premiere their project.